Brooklyn Tech High School is among eight public schools still being used as shelters for storm evacuees, housing mostly people with special medical needs. About 400 people from nursing homes and homes for people with mental and physical disabilities were there Friday. And some teachers are apprehensive about sharing their building with shelter populations on Monday. WNYC's Marianne McCune has more.
Most of Brooklyn Tech's 250 teachers made it to school Friday to meet with their principal. Even the school's athletic director, who lost his house this week to the fire in Breezy Point. They were eager to hear how the building will function Monday with hundreds of elderly and disabled evacuees plus 5,500 students.
It's a very crowded school as it is, so it's hard to imagine.
Social studies teacher Serge Avery only had to walk a few blocks from his home in the Fort Greene neighborhood to get to school and find out.
I guess the question is how well schools and hospitals can function together.
Outside the entrance to a main hall and the school's huge auditorium, a dozen evacuees from Far Rockaway and Coney Island smoked cigarettes and chatted with friends. A few were talking to themselves. Cynthia Shield was headed to the deli.
A coffee for me and a coffee for a friend.
Shield was among many to explain they did not evacuate before the floods came. They were told to stay put.
I saw it outside the window. About this high.
That's waist high.
Yeah.
She says the staff at Surf Manor Adult Home in Coney Island stayed with them.
They brought us food, good food to our rooms. They gave us cereal for breakfast. They treated us good.
And how about here? How has it been here?
Very good. They've been good to us, too.
Down the block, Edward Ezer said the same. And he said the storm didn't really faze him either. Despite the speed with which water was rushing outside his Far Rockaway home.
I wasn't frightened then because I was in Israel in the army during the October War.
Ezer has lived facing the ocean for 25 years at the High Home for Adults for people with physical or mental disabilities.
As far as I know, my last diagnosis was chronic paranoia and schizophrenia.
It's unclear when evacuees will be able to return to their homes. With Brooklyn Tech students headed back on Monday, the Department of Homeless Services is trying to reduce its footprint here. The population is already half what it was earlier in the week. On Friday, returning teachers were told to stay on the 5th and 6th floors of the 9-story building, but school administrators hope they'll have much more space come Monday. And so does Homeless Services Commissioner Seth Diamond.
It's very hard to predict. I mean, there's a very active search that's going on now to find out where there's available places for them.
Up on Brooklyn Tech's 7th floor, rows of blue cots lined the lunchroom, and dozens of frail evacuees tried to make themselves comfortable. One man called for medication. In a wheelchair, Alicia Brown said she wasn't mad that no one evacuated her from Lawrence Nursing Care Center in Far Rockaway before the storm.
How could they do that? Who wants to be out there in the middle of the storm? I didn't.
Brown's legs were both amputated above the knee because of sugar, she said, diabetes. Attending to her and others in the cafeteria were a combination of city staff, aid workers, volunteers, and employees of the nursing homes the evacuees came from.
When I heard, I'm coming to help.
Hey, baby, what's up? How are you?
Check your room.
Outside, Serge Avery and the other teachers emerged from their meeting with administrators.
The principal really seemed to be at a loss for words to describe how this would work on Monday. I don't think there's anyone in the building who thinks school and the facility can operate together.
U.S. history teacher Adam Stevens was as concerned about how evacuees were faring in the school cafeteria as he was about students coming back to share space with them.
A society ought to be judged by how we treat our elderly and our children. And what's happening to the elderly here at my school where I work every day is it's a travesty.
Adams went up to the college office on the 7th floor to print out a transcript for a student's early admission college application and found, on the floor in the hallway, evidence that nursing home evacuees weren't making it all the way to the bathroom from the cafeteria.
There doesn't seem to be the staff on hand to really take care of them and what they need. They're unable to contain their waste. I'm not sure that they have bathroom facilities necessary to properly care for them, and school custodial staff's doing a great job, though, in very difficult conditions.
I hope and I think that these people are being taken care of, like, appropriately.
That's Brooklyn Tech's senior class president, who just came by to check out the scene. Ahmed Abdelkader said on social media his classmates have been talking about the shelter with mixed reactions.
How they didn't feel comfortable that there would be like people who are here for the shelter and classes going on at the same time, but really school can't be closed for any more. Losing out on 1 week is almost horrific. We have to catch up in a lot of our classes, so got to do what you got to do.
And he said he's glad students are sharing with people who really need a home after the hurricane.
I don't think it's a problem whatsoever.
Come Monday, Homeless Services Commissioner Diamond says students, teachers, evacuees, and emergency aid workers will share the building.
We have enough staff on site, or we will on Monday when schools open, that we are confident that we can coexist with the schools without interfering.
And on Tuesday, voters will get into the mix. Brooklyn Tech is also a polling site for the presidential election. For WNYC, I'm Marianne McCune.